It is time once again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and we've been studying about the time when Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper. And this is the occasion when he was in that upper room that he said one of them should betray him. We're going to be looking at this from John chapter 13 and verse 12. We do read in Luke chapter John 13 and verse 23. We do read about this in Luke chapter 22 about him instituting the Lord's Supper. But first we want to take care of what we read about in the book of John. Now before we get there, I'm going to remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're studying a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam had prepared for the Sunday schools of January the 18th, 1925. The subtitle here under this Sunday school lesson is It I? John 13:21 says, concerning Jesus, he was troubled in spirit. He was filled with sorrow and moved with indignation that a traitor was present in that band ready to destroy his life. Jesus had foretold his betrayal before this, but never before said that the betrayal was one of the 12. He had said before that one was a devil, but none knew of whom he spake, John 6:70-71. The statement filled the apostles with sorrow, and they looked upon one another, doubting of whom he spake. None doubted his statement, and not one accused the other. But each of his own innocence began to say unto him, every one, is it I, Lord? And they begin to question among themselves which of them it was that should do this thing. They could not understand how one of their number could betray Jesus. In response to the question, is it I? Jesus said, he that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. Matthew 26:23. Peter beckoned to John, leaning on Jesus' breast, to ask whom he meant, and John did so. Jesus replied, he it is for whom I shall dip the sop and give it to him. Then he dipped it and gave it to Judas, John 13:23-26. Judas did not hear what Jesus said to John. That one who dipped his hand with Jesus in the dish should betray him was a most treacherous an infamous act, attempting to hide his own treachery and to cover his own infamy. Judas said also, is it I, Rabbi? Jesus replied, thou hast said, which means yes, you are the traitor. Matthew 26:25. By this Judas knew that his wicked plot was known, and he gave himself up fully to carry it out. John 13:27 says, and after the sop, then entered Satan into him. He was already under Satan's influence. Satan had already put it into his heart to betray Jesus, and he had already made the bargain. Before this, he had some hesitancy and some impulse to do better, but now, fully under the influence of Satan, he goes at once to execute his diabolical plans. This grew on Judas, as all wickedness grows on all men. Jesus therefore said unto him, what thou doest, do quickly. John 13:27. The rest did not know what Jesus meant by this, but Judas knew. and he knew his treachery had been discovered by Jesus. Jesus desired to hasten the matter on, and it seems to get rid of Judas. It was useless for Judas to hear all the sacred, solemn, and loving admonitions Jesus was about to deliver to the rest. In John 13 and verse 30, he says, "He then, having received the sop, went out straightway, and it was night." From this it seems that Judas was not present when the Lord's Supper was instituted. Judas did betray Jesus of his own accord and his own responsibility, and suffered the awful consequences of his treachery. When he said to Jesus, "Jesus, is it I, Rabbi?" he had the money for which he had bargained to deliver Jesus up in his own possession, and he'd had it for 2 days. It is said that Judas sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, but really, he sold himself. He sold his own soul. Some people now place a very low estimate upon their honor and souls, and a very high estimate upon money. Now the subtitle next is "Fulfilled in the Kingdom of God." We return to Luke chapter 22 for this, and in verses 14 through 18 we read, "And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the apostles with him. And he said unto them, With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I shall not eat it until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of my Father. And he received a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, Take this, and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come." To the apostles, Jesus said, "With desire, that is earnestly, have I desired to eat this Passover with you." Well, why? Because this was the last one before his suffering and death, when all that of which the Jewish Passover, from beginning to end, was a type and would be fulfilled in him. Or, as he says, "I shall not eat it or drink from henceforth of the fruit of the vine until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God." We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, "For our Passover also hath been sacrificed, even Christ." And so, receiving the cup, it contained the fruit of the vine, which had been prepared for and was used during the Passover supper. "I shall not drink from henceforth of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come." Verses 29 and 30 say, and in addition to what he'd already said, "I appoint unto you a kingdom, even as my Father appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. Then ye shall sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel." This the apostles soon began to do. This teaches also that Christ meets with his disciples now when they assemble to partake of the Lord's Supper. The cup is the communion of the Lord's blood, and the bread is the communion of his body. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 16. Now under this subtitle, the institution of the Lord's Supper, we read in John 22, 19 and 20, "And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. And the cup in like manner after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, even that which is poured out for you." It says, as they were eating, that is, before they had risen from the table, Jesus took bread, that would be a loaf, and blessed it, and brake it. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 24, "When he had given thanks," which is the same thing, the bread was the unleavened bread of the Passover, of which they had just been eaten. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Paul say that he gave thanks or blessed and break it. He said to his disciples, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you." The bread represents his body or is symbolic of his body, with his literal body of flesh and blood whole in all its parts before them. They knew they were not eating his literal body and drinking his literal blood. This is like many other expressions which we understand. The seven good kine are 7 years. The seven good ears are 7 years, and the seven lean and ill-favored kine, and the seven empty ears are 7 years, Genesis 41:26-27. The seed is the word, Luke 8:11. The field is the world, the reapers are the angels, and etc., in Matthew 13. I am the door, and I am the vine. Jesus is not a literal vine or door. This bread, then, represents his body. It was to be a memorial of his body that was soon to be torn by nails and pierced by the spear. God instituted the Passover before that which it commemorated took place, and Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper before his death. Man erects monuments to deeds already passed, but he cannot erect monuments to deeds which have not yet transpired. God alone can do that, for he alone knows what the future will be. And so in verse 20 of Luke 22 we read, "And the cup, in like manner after the supper," means he gave thanks for it as he had given thanks for the bread. He did not give thanks for the bread and the cup at the same time as some do now. In Matthew 26:27, he said, "Drink ye all of it." That means they were all to drink of it. And it says they all drank of it. In Mark 14:23, one man was not to drink for another, but every one for himself and in his own love for Jesus. But let a man prove himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. 1 Corinthians 11:28. And now we have the subtitle, The New Covenant, where we read in Matthew 26:28, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for many into the remission of sins." And the bread represents his body, so the cup represents his blood. There was then an old covenant or will, in that he saith, "A new covenant he hath made the first old," Hebrews 8:13. "He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by which we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all," Hebrews 10:9-10. The first covenant was the law of Moses, which God made with the children of Israel when he took them by the hand to lead them forth out of the land of Egypt, Hebrews 8:9. This law, or covenant, was dedicated with the blood of animals. But the new covenant, or New Testament, with Christ's blood, better blood than that of animals, Jesus, as the Lamb of God, must offer himself and must be slain, and his blood must be shed in order to seal and to mend this new covenant or this new testament of God. Under the law of Moses, people were benefited by the blood of the sacrifices as they lived according to the covenant sealed by that blood. Today, people are cleansed and saved by the blood of Jesus when they obey his will or covenant. God has dedicated or sealed this covenant with his blood. Now there's more to this Sunday school lesson, and we're going to continue it in a future program. But it's so important to understand that we live under a new covenant. We're not to obey the commands of the old, but we are to obey the commands of the new. And Jesus is the author of eternal salvation unto all them that will obey him.